Thackeray says people who are wary of meeting strangers on the street are far less cautious when they get to know someone in a chat room. People arrive at intimacy through this medium much faster than they would in a relationship, Thackeray said. You can be sitting there getting to know someone with your hair messed and your jammies on. You've got this very warm, intimate feeling of this continuing online relationship. The problem, Thackeray said, is that it's a false sense of intimacy. You only know the virtual identity that you've been permitted to see, she said. They're controlling the information that you learn about them. Eric Augustin, a University of Michigan sophomore, researched the idea, Romance and the Internet, for a term paper last spring. He says he quickly discovered that a large number of people on the Internet lie. They lie about their age, their weight, their hair color, their occupation, and their life, he concluded. I spent many hours cruising the chat rooms in America Online, and if I took everything I read seriously, I would discover that there is not one person who is subscribed to America Online who is overweight. That's why a face-to-face encounter, not an internet meeting, is the best way to lay the foundation for a quality relationship, he said.